Klingon word from the word.
Jich dichtach rumoch joka. Iv radtach no pu jich kesh. Chija, which dich instructs jich dach the ram seasons. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. The problem with translating for aliens is, well, they are just so alien. Imagine people who see the seat of affections and desires as the kidney. This is not an imaginary problem. There is such a people. Those aliens are not some far-off race of little green men, but the ancient Hebrews. The word translated tich, or heart, in this verse is really kilia. It means a kidney and appears nearly 30 times in the Hebrew scriptures. It is naturally referenced in the legislation for animal sacrifice, but it also appears in a number of places, including this psalm, as a way of describing the most secret workings and affections of the heart. In modern English, we see this almost exclusively translated as heart. That's no less medically inaccurate than kidney, but today it is the common way we express the seat of our emotional life. If you don't believe me, take a stroll in any greeting card section right now as we approach Valentine's Day. Honestly, I'm glad that is the prevailing image. I just can't see leading a Sunday school class with "I've got the joy down in my kidney." Anyway, you'll be happy to know that this is also the case for Klingons. That is, that they use the term heart to describe the home of their feelings. They express this in expressions like "Tichlidj d'agnish," you must show your heart, and "Tichta choshna tulu," real power is in the heart. Curious idioms about the body are often a problem for language learners as well as translators. You can even find a book by May Pare, a Southern California waitress, who earned a master's degree from UCLA specializing in English as a second language. The book Body Idioms and More deals exclusively with body part idioms. One news report mentions that after all those years of slinging hash and refilling coffee mugs, May Pare found herself up to her eyeballs with a collection of sayings that would blow the mind of someone trying to learn English. They were the likes of pay through the nose, using elbow grease, having a hollow leg, and being lower than a snake's belly. There was heads will roll, press the flesh, and keeping your eyes peeled. Imagine translating those into Klingon. Jich tichtach rumoch joka, iv rajtach nopu jich hesh. Chija wij dich instruct jich dach the ram seasons. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Yes, my heart instructs me in the night seasons. The Life Application Bible notes, it is human nature to make our own plans and then ask God to bless them. Instead, we should seek God's will first. By constantly thinking about the Lord and His way of living, we will gain insights that will help us make right decisions and live the way God desires. Communicating with God allows Him to counsel us and give us wisdom. Like David, we need to take God's word deep inside, down in our heart, our kidneys, liver, and more. For when we let His thoughts guide every fiber of our being, then like David, we can joyfully say, "Jichditach rumok joka, hiv rajtach no pujikesh." I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel.
This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the Word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend. And please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org and the new StarQuest podcast network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relexification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.